Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our weapon is the truth. It is a double-edged dagger. Plunge it repeatedly into the heart of lies over and over again. Don't worry about who's winning the fight. Just fight. Savage the enemy. Decide that they will fall, and they will fall. Own it. All right. If you just joined us, I still have ultra-massive news to get into. Supreme Court may revive a challenge. Well, they have revived a challenge, but they may overturn Obamacare on the First Amendment grounds. Oh, yeah. That's what I've been saying the entire time. I mean, it's so unconstitutional. It is anathema. It is 180 degrees. The opposite of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and freedom. I mean, I'm going to get to that later. Bev Harris coming up in 30 minutes. But listen, I've been beat up pretty bad by both sides. The mainstream media has basically implied that I think the world's going to end December 21st. I've never said that. I've always said it's a hoax. Others get mad and say, the Bureau of Planet X will kill us, you know, this year. Really? I thought it was supposed to kill me in 2000 or whatever. And so we're going to your calls on this subject right now. Bryce in, where are you calling from, Bryce?
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Where are you calling me from?
Missouri. I guess they didn't cut it down.
No. I'm just out of it today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I agree. Yeah, I think it's a hoax. This is one of the subjects, of course, that's addressed in the movie that I recommended you to see. This is Bryce in Missouri, the panacea for humankind guy. But anyway, the point is, it's just like Y2K or any other apocalyptic end-of-the-world scenario that people feed into it in some sick way. They want something like that to happen. I mean, if you think about all the films that are out there in the last, not even 20 years, but even beyond that, of this apocalyptic end that's going to come, and here we are faced with another scenario. It just puts people into fear, and it doesn't do anybody any good. The truth of the matter is that God's in control. And, yeah, there's going to eventually be a human history as we know it ending, but not on our, wisdom or anything like that. This is something that we can't predict or tell. And this is why I was concerned about the rapture predicament, and how I think that the government could have staged some type of false flag in that, thinking that the end of the world's going to happen. So, you know, my prayers, of course, are that the New World Order doesn't do anything irrational or anything like that during that time. But again, this is something that society keeps feeding, and it's been going back hundreds and thousands of years.
Well, that's right. The high priest would say, give me more political power, give me the nicest house, bring me offerings of food. Because, the little god, the little Kona Tiki god, isn't actually eating the offerings of food and virgins. Yeah, he is. You know, the high priest and his little priest class are. And pretty soon, the warriors have to go into the priest class, or the sun won't come back. And that's basically what they do. They use solar eclipses and things to scare people. And now we see Al Gore doing the same thing today. Give me carbon taxes. Give me control. Or it's the end of the world if you don't do that. Very well said, sir.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No problem. Just by chance, did you ever check out the film or a little bit of it?
No, I didn't. I appreciate your call. I never got around to that. I think you've called like four times and gotten through to tell me about a film. And I just, that's kind of my problem, is that there's so much going on that I get to the point where I can't even keep track of any of it. I don't really go and see entertainment films much anymore. I don't really go out with friends anymore. I don't do anything, really, except play with my children a little bit and then research. Reality has totally taken my world over. And then I sit there and watch the whole fake reality go by like a train. Like I'm sitting there on the grass under a tree watching trains go by. And in a way, I guess I'm not in reality because I'm in reality. To be in reality, I have to be delusional and join in with people in the Matrix.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got the audio and the video. Top globalist Zbigniew Brzezinski has come out again and given a speech saying that the globalists are in deep trouble and populist movements are waking up to the New World Order. So that is coming up today. We're also going to have in studio here with us the creators, the designers of StartPage, one of the biggest alternative search engines out there, but we'll really use it as a way to investigate Google and where Google, the NSA front company, is going. Now, I want to open the phones up for John and Brendan and Danang, I believe, and Mike and others here, because I want to spend some time over the next few weeks, you know, before the end of the world, December 21st, to talk about how that's a total hoax. Now, that's my perspective. I don't believe a Planet X is going to hit us or a comet or aliens are going to land. If you actually read the Mayan prophecy that I don't even put stock in to begin with, and I've been down to Chichen Itza, Akamal, Tulum, you know, more than 10 times in my life because my parents loved to vacation down there when I was a kid mainly, but I've been back since, back with my family a few years ago. And I've gone, you know, to the extensive archaeological, you know, tour guide events, you know, the more in-depth ones. And all of those Mayan tour guides laugh and say, well, the prophecy says it's a new hearth or a new age, not the end of the world. And that is indeed what it says. Now, they have the full tablets if you do put stock in that. So it is a manufactured hoax put out by the globalists in the 60s and 70s. Just like they tell Christians it's always the rapture in 1989 or 2011. It's a cop-out. So people say, well, I'm not going to say no to kids having to wear microchips to, you know, buy and sell at school. Or I'm not going to say no to the TSA groping little children. I'm not going to say no to drones in the sky. I'm not going to say no to face scanning to buy and sell. I'm not going to say no to forced inoculations. I'm not going to say no to the announcement of world government that's biblical because it's the rapture. And it's all just a giant cop-out. And it's also Lenin, and then Stalin said it again, in a different way, said that one person dies and the media can hype it up and make it a huge pageant and everybody will cry. But 10,000 die, it's a statistic, and they know that. You've got 50 million people, roughly, half of them children, starving to death or dying from malnutrition, dying from diseases that were caused by their malnutrition. Something like 30-plus million die of starvation itself, half of those children, and another 20 million or so from complications. You can look up the latest numbers for yourself. Some estimates are lower, some are higher, but it's 50 million. Boy, that's a pretty big deal. 50 million. 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 Is that an issue? No, it's not. A lot of people say, oh, there are too many folks, let them die. Well, the point is that's going on. And you see all these dramas and shows and Discovery History Channel shows about the world after humans and end caps at the bookstore, the grocery store about it and how great it'll be without humans and, oh, we're going to merge with machines soon and, oh, there won't be any humans anymore. The elite are going to get rid of us. That's in lots of magazines and publications now. And people read and go, yeah, they're going to get rid of us soon. See, it's gone from I'm a kook to just, well, what's wrong with that? Humans are scum. You know, you can't deny we're scum. But for the New Agers in people, or I've seen the different polls out there, even people that are agnostics or atheists, they think something's going to happen next month. So they don't believe in God, but they think the world's going to end because somebody told them the Mayans said so. So it's a way to divert us from the real problems that are really going on. It is a total and complete scam. And it's also, though, a way to prepare people when there are mass plague releases that are meant to reduce the population down the road, decades from now probably, maybe sooner, but definitely in the cards. We're moving towards it here, not away from it. That it's a self-fulfilling race consciousness memory in the entire human race expecting this. So that when it does happen, people expect it and get in line. So that is what the 2012 fraud, hoax, pantheon is all about in closing. It is a cop-out for people to not be involved and say, oh, it's the end of the world anyways. It's a nihilistic attitude. That's just the way it is. And so many nihilists are such cowards, they buy in to everything as the end of the world. But when they're dying of liver failure or they're dying of something, oh, my God, they want it taken care of. They want to live longer. So it's a very insecure, childlike cop-out. And I'll tell Christians this. I'm not going to debate with you. Clearly, the beast makes war on the saints and overcomes them. Clearly, the rapture is after the devil is defeated. I mean, a five-year-old could read the Bible and see that that's what it says. It's after Satan is thrown into the pit by the archangel, tied with the big chain. It's all clearly there that God comes back, blows the trumpet, the dead in Christ, and then all of this. And it's an interpretation. But in the last 150 years, the big globalist-funded preachers have taught everybody it's always the end of the world. And German Christians didn't fight Hitler until later because they thought he was the Antichrist, the end of the world. Communists in Russia thought Lenin and Stalin were both Antichrist. Christians in Cambodia thought Pol Pot was the Antichrist. And there are many Antichrists. There's an Antichrist spirit, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to fight evil. And now they say 501c3 churches, render unto Caesar, do whatever government says it's ordained by God. Really, we're the government. The Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution is what we're supposed to follow. It's godly government if it's ordained by God and following that. But when government, I've seen preachers on TV say the Christians should have worshipped false idols and that they were sinning to be thrown to the lions. This is the teaching of devils. You'd get more truth going to a satanic church because at least there they're being honest about what they stand for than one of these churches. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Because real Satanism, it doesn't have a picture of a hot blonde on the wall with some nerd with an egghead trying to act evil and scary. Some guy that if you caught him in an alley and pulled out a knife and showed them real evil, because good can flip on the real switch, would literally beg on their knees. They don't know what evil is. Evil comes to you as friendly and loving and going to protect you. It's going to keep you out of harm's way. You're not going to have to face any adversity. You're just going to have to give up your free will and join the collective, and everything will be all right. Satanists are children. They don't know anything about true evil. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. John in Texas, your take on 2012. Do you agree or disagree with me, or what would you like to add?
I just think it's a tough question, Alex, because the globalists are screwing the world up so bad. If they were to launch an attack on Iran before New Year's and it chain reacted into a World War III with nuclear weapons flying, it could be the end of the world. And with them patrolling with these weather weapons and stuff, I mean, it's hard to say.
Well, I think that is the only proviso that I did not make, and I'm glad you raised that, but I've made that point before. So I'm just saying I agree with you, that they've got weather weapons. They've got so many other systems that they're so crazy that they possibly could detonate any matter of weapons, which they admitted to the San Francisco Chronicle they had about 7 years ago, and I've confirmed they've had for at least 20 years. They could destroy us with their fission fusion, cyclotrons, their heavy superconducting super colliders, their particle beam weapons, their experiments. Yeah, they could kill us anytime, and that'd be the end of it.
I had one real quick question, Alex, before I leave.
Yeah.
Dr. Strangelove, why don't you ever play that clip where Sterling Hayden goes into a rant about fluoride, how it was a communist plot? I thought that, you know, you'd have that on there.
You know, I asked for that, and I got and it was, and I don't think I was clear with it. I said, "Get me the Dr. Strangelove clip where General Jack T. Ripper talks about fluoridating ice cream mandrake, children's ice cream." And I ended up getting the other clip, which is interesting. But yeah, we should get that. We're going to start adding more movie clips to the show. That's actually something I've got planned in my journal right there that I'm going to try to launch in the next week. But yes, sir, great points. Anything else?
It really was a communist plot, Alex.
I know. It's in, two Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and one other. It came out in the Nuremberg Trials that during the split up of Poland by the Nazis and the Soviets, Nazis visited. This came out in the hearings. They visited Soviet gulags. And they noticed they were adding about 5 parts per million sodium fluoride to the water to make people docile, so the Nazis took it back. Yeah, no, it is a communist plot, yeah.
Because when I was just started reading newspapers in like 1959, when I was about 10 years old, when they just started that program, the newspapers were criticizing the John Birch Society because they were opposing it, saying, all those crazy John Birchers, they think...
Well, exactly, but communism's only one floor. But guys, I'll grab it during the break. John P. Holdren's eco-science, it's a eugenics plot. They just want to make you communist so you're dependent on them, but there's a level above that and then another level above that. And, it's we live under a communist plot. I mean, look at it. We're by and large a communist country now with kind of a fascist gravy on top directed by eugenicists who are exempt from it all. Yeah. No, they poison our food, our water, everything. Yeah, that's a communist plot. Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Sometime, how secret societies really began in every civilization, why they develop the same, why they always end up in human sacrifice. And it, in summation, it's because control freaks gravitate into positions of power as scam artists, telling the tribe that they will make the crops grow, they will keep the marauders away, they will make the sun and moon come back from eclipses. If the general population becomes their slaves. And that's what Al Gore does. I mean, they get on the news like you're a primitive, and they say, you see that hurricane? Doesn't matter if there have been more than 20 that bad or worse that have hit in the last 400 years on the East Coast that have flooded things out like that since the Spanish discovered this area, discovered it for Europe. It was a discovery to Europe. It's kind of like if you didn't know the sun was outside, you walked out and discovered it was up there. It doesn't mean others don't know it's there. So I always get emails saying, Alex, you know, Europeans didn't discover America. It was here before. That's arguing how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. My point is, I don't know how people's brains work. Sometimes it just doesn't even matter. The issue here is that that's what Bloomberg says. He says, we need carbon taxes because of the hurricane. Pay the megabanks money, and they will save you from the hurricane. And then they say, pay more taxes, and government will save you from the hurricane. And government, still 3 weeks into the hurricane, isn't helping people. They're having to help themselves on the East Coast. Just an example. And that's what 2012 is. It's just government witch doctors saying it's the end of the world, so you don't bother to be involved because you think everything's over. And then that makes you basically dead inside because you believe you're already dead, which is just an example of how they want you to hate yourself, think you're bad, and think you're dead already, so you just stand down and basically aren't a real person while they control human development. That's what it's all about. Brendan in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. We talked down in Chantilly at Bilderberg, and over Thanksgiving I showed some of my relatives in Indiana some of the talked to them about some of the footage that we took with you and Aaron and Joe Bannister, Stuart Rhodes, and Abby Martin, others. And we actually made some headway around the Thanksgiving dinner tables and talking with some of the family elders about they were bringing up some Christian points of family and unity, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And though I was not raised Christian, we all kind of came to agree that there is some sort of a spiritual warfare that is being conducted. And
sure, you can call it wavelength. I mean, they've proven that people know when someone's looking at them. They've proven that there is a sixth sense. They just don't understand it. So yes, there are unseen things going on.
And my sixth sense is very strong. And so when you talk about your spidey sense, I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't go into that with them, but there's, I think, kind of a central philosophy meeting point where many of your former guests, like Alfred Dadask, Alan Watt, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, Fritz Springmeier, would all kind of agree with an author of a book that I think would complement the InfoWars store very well. I heard an interview with him, and I won't plug the other radio show. But
I don't care, man. Just what's the book?
Okay. It's called.
See, here's the deal. I'm going to put you on hold. We don't screen your calls unless we're having a particular topic and we go, hey, are you on topic? But I may just start screening them because people want to be screened. They want to be screened. And they want to get on air and have a call screening with me on air. And it's become one of my pet peeves. I'm not trying to be mean here. It just really is starting to punch my buttons. Just tell me the name of the book. I don't need a big build up or provisos. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I won't. Then I don't even need to mention it, but the book does explore. Well, that's all right. It wasn't my point, actually. My point is that 9/11 as a mass occult ritual was kind of the point of the book.
Hold on a minute. I want the book plugged. Here's the deal. I get really upset if things are totally illogical. You can call it neurotic, whatever you want. I don't understand. Am I a bad communicator? Because you come on and then you say, I don't want to plug something. And I go ahead. I want to know the name. What is it? Everyone listening does. And then you won't tell me. I appreciate your call. It's not meant to happen. Thank you very much for the call. I don't know what's going on with people, man. It's weird. Because I guarantee you wouldn't have given it to us. I mean, it's just like a dance thing. And I just won't. I guess we got to implement crawl screening. Just because it's what they want. I mean, to really talk to him to see if, because he made a lot of good points, but the phones were open to talk about your take on 2012. So there's a dead ringer right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My wife never calls me out hardly on air, but I guess she was listening, and she said, that guy was a huge fan. You were mean to him. So I apologize to the last caller. But at the same time, I'm like, what's the name of the book? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, offend you. And I'm like, you're not offending me. Just tell me the name. So it's not even that I'm mad at the last caller. I'm just so tired of people getting on air and going, is it okay if I talk about this? Is it okay if I talk about that? Man, you're on air. I know people lie and say that, you know, we have fake phone callers and that you can't really call in. It's the opposite, folks. We have real phone callers. You can really call into this show. We got Bev Harris coming up here in just a moment, but let's go to Mike in California. Mike, on the 2012 topic, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I attended a preparedness seminar a couple months back, and they mentioned the great possibility of solar storms, which, like on InfoWars right now, there's that great article. So, but interesting thing I heard was about the Mayan calendar and why they stopped creating it. Basically, the speaker was suggesting that the coming solar storm would be so strong that it changes the tilt of the Earth. So it's not that the end of the world as we know it is coming. It's that time will change as we know it. And which is why they stopped making the calendar, because they no longer fit into the timeline of the last few thousand years that they had predicted. And I guess with that, you know, the statement, a new age and a new phase begins, is less scary. Just, you know, be very prepared and don't be scared, right?
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is I don't think it's the end of the world. The Mayan prophecy is a new hearth. You know, one fire is put out, a new fire is built, even if you put stock in that. But the globalists themselves, they are running around digging in like it's the end of the world. They are building bases. They're doing all this. But most of it is designed for what looks like a nuclear war with Russia, China, or both. Great points. I appreciate your call. Shifting gears now into something that we know is going on. Bev Harris joins us. It's been a few weeks, obviously, since the election. She's with blackboxvoting.org. She is the preeminent election fraud expert out there. And we have one of the least transparent systems in the world. International advisors were here and said, we just can't believe people just trust the system. And she was on with us right after the election going over unprecedented anomalies. To paraphrase what she said, I wanted to recap it. She said she's never seen this much just open announcing states before any votes that day were counted. Just amazing things happening. So joining us to run down now that we've got some time after the election for her to really be able to ferret around and investigate. She's got a lot of breaking news for us today, and I really appreciate Bev Harris taking time out to join us. And then we'll go back to your calls, then we have guests in studio, folks. Bev Harris, thank you for coming on.
Oh, hi, Alex.
You've got the floor. Tell us kind of a recap and then what you've discovered since then.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just still pouring in, but there's some very, very interesting statistical anomalies. Normally, I don't get too excited about stats because they can have a lot of assumptions behind them, but these are really interesting. It looks like they withheld hundreds of thousands of votes. Actually, nationwide, it was millions of votes from the original counts. Now, as you mentioned, they called the election before counting, but when they did release the initial counts, they had withheld millions of votes from that. And what's really interesting is now that they're getting those votes finally counted, there's a huge trend difference. For example, in some states, it's a 30% difference in the last set of votes versus the first set of votes, which, you know, why would that happen? If all these random people are voting, why would the delayed ones suddenly be voting for someone different, you know? And there are some also very interesting, difficult-to-explain anomalies that are affecting a number of different races and different ballot issues that kind of point to an algorithm in the voting machines or in the results reporting stuff, where basically an impossible pattern is appearing as you look at the data, indicate something that could not occur naturally, but does seem to be an impossible pattern. So it's kind of hard to explain that on the air without looking at the graphs and so forth, but very, very interesting and getting closer to proof.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and there's also some, you know, I just uncovered this weekend. I was trying to figure out, now, we had heard, you know, that the Bain spinoff, Romney-affiliated company, bought Hart Intercivic, a voting machine company. I had also heard that Warren Buffett had bought the World Herald in Omaha, which owns ESNS. But I found out that they had sold ESNS. So I thought, oh, well, maybe Warren Buffett, who's an Obama supporter, doesn't own the voting machine company that counted two-thirds of our votes. But then it's a little more complicated than that. It turns out that the Omaha World Herald may have sold the elections division to itself in another division. So I'm still running that down to see who actually owns these. But in the course of that, I uncovered a whole bunch of patent applications from election systems and software. And these things are as creepy as it gets. For example, they applied for a patent for technology that allows them to remove cast votes from the electronic poll books so that it would be that the person who is recorded as having voted has not voted. That's a patent. Aren't we lucky? And another patent, even more interesting, they called it the poll worker control patent, which basically allows someone in a central office to gain control of the voting machine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just crazy stuff that
But obviously they develop these tools to be able to steal elections. They don't want somebody else taking their hard-earned tool.
They claim that there's a a beneficial thing, like what if somebody accidentally puts a voter in the poll book and they really didn't vote. But that's fine. But look, you can also use it for the most evil purposes imaginable, and there it sits. So, yeah, they're patenting this stuff, and it's on the record. That's why it's unprecedented how in our face this is.
But let's go back to what the big bombshell you dropped days after the election, and I went and looked it up on your site. There was all the links and the online bibliography, the proof, where they were announcing states before they had counted any of the votes other than the absentee and early voting. And, you know, they announced Prop 37 before even a fraction of the votes were counted.
Right.
They're just setting a...
Prop 37 has impossible statistical anomalies. Now, it's one of the ones that I mentioned, these statistical studies that are really starting to bear fruit. One of them is done by a fellow named Francois Choquette out of Southern California. Prop 37 looks absolutely impossible from the way that the numbers are running.
Break down some of the facts on that.
Well, essentially, if you add more and more votes into the pool, the spread sort of evens out, because, you know, like if you have 10 votes for this guy and 5 for this guy, then there's a certain spread. But if you have 1 million for this guy and 500,000 for this guy, it takes a lot of votes to make the spread change, or the percentage of spread change. But what was happening in Prop 37 is the more votes came in, and we're talking millions and millions, the more the spread changed, favoring the favoring that they didn't want to know what was in their food. It's an impossible situation, and if you think about it, as you add more and more data to the pool, that spread is going to stabilize. But it didn't stabilize at all. It kept going. The more votes go into the pool, the more the percentage of spread changed. Impossible.
And instead of things getting better in the last few decades as the frauds become apparent, and even as the public polls show become aware of the fraud, instead of it being reversed, there seems to just be a bum rushing now to shake a tail feather in our face, hike a leg on us, to use, you know, that crude example, and just dominate us and let us know. I mean, next they may announce that, you know, that the Lucky Charms creature.
The leprechaun.
Yeah, the leprechaun is running things. I mean, it's...
Well, and let me tell you, you remember back in 2002, they put the Help America Vote Act through, which pushed all these electronic voting machines into it. Well, the son of Help America Vote Act, I call it, you know, Hava's baby, is already proposed in Congress. And guess what this one does? It offers cash incentives to states that basically remove the warm body from the vote. In other words, when you go into the polling place to vote, you can see, you know, oh, that's Alex Jones. He came into the polling place. Once you start casting your vote through the internet or through absentee, nobody knows. There's no warm body associated with that vote at all. So it could be anybody who put it in. Well, they're starting to offer cash. There's a bill in Congress to offer cash incentives to states to, quote-unquote, streamline their voting system. And one of the things that will receive an incentive is to remove the warm body from the vote so that it can't be authenticated who put that vote in there.
Unbelievable. So just they know we're waking up, so they're accelerating towards open, complete fraud.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's moving so fast now. And on the other hand, catching them in the act is moving faster and faster as well. You know, where we're starting to see the minute they get out of the gate, people start to see it.
But they're in control. What do you do when the criminals are in control and are in control of the law enforcement aspect?
Well, you just look, truth doesn't go away. And we have to keep speaking truth, because more and more people in the public are starting to understand. The problem is that the public can't see what's going on. The problem is not some kind of cryptography or security, or whether you have a paper ballot that's counted in secret, whether you can't see. The whole thing boils down to, can the public see it or not? And once the public gets that, then however long it takes, the public will never not get that again. And when you start looking at other situations where there was a power imbalance, for example, women's suffrage, would they give it up? But as truth continued to come up and women started to show the injustices that were being visited on them by legislation that was that they had no say in, it reached a tipping point and they got the rights. Now, that's the kind of thing where we have to keep saying, we demand it. We absolutely demand it, whatever it takes, however long it takes, because there's still more of us than there are of them.
There certainly are. And, you know, take the case of Austin, Texas, where I live. The county attorney a few weeks ago came out and admitted a close to decade-long investigation. I'd call that a decade-long whitewash that even his predecessor had been engaged in of the city of Austin having almost all their meetings in secret and then lying to the public about it. It's totally illegal.
Uh-huh.
And he said, but if you say you're sorry and promise not to do it again, we won't prosecute you with all these different crimes. And it built up to the premeditation. It was really a felony. But the point is that they're still doing it. But there's the example. Citizens had their civil rights violated by that. Citizens should be suing the members of the city council. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. If the county, because, you know, the city won't do it to itself, won't do its job because they're a bunch of globalists as well. Well, then you've got to go after them in the court of public opinion. And even if you don't win the suit, at least you file suit. And there's a lot. And anybody who lives here is a plaintiff because your electoral system was robbed. And a lot of people are business owners. City council made decisions that were made in secret against you. Go after them. You know, it's time to get aggressive. And Bev, you've sued these people quite a bit and won time and time again.
Litigation wins. And listen, even if litigation doesn't prevail, think about this. In the civil rights era, they had to sometimes take the same issue to court multiple times in order to finally win. You know, it's not, we shouldn't just expect that, oh, you know, a lawsuit was filed and it lost. Oh, well, I'll go home. No, you have to keep pushing and keep pushing and never give up. And it's going to take as long as it's going to take. But the bottom line is, truth does eventually win in these large imbalances of power.
That's right. We have to find our fighting spirit again, because there is a spirit over a large part of the public to roll over to anything. But it's always been that way historically. There's always a large minority that does not want to be a slave, and we're fighting a much smaller minority of criminals.
Right. And slavery is a very good analogy, because what we're really looking at now is more subtle, but it's basically an electronic form of slavery where we are not having a say in the laws that govern us, which we pay for by our taxes. And the say that we should have, which controls that, has simply been hijacked electronically. So it's subtle, but people do get it. And I think as we change in terms of more young people are starting to grow into this, they're more familiar with computers and electronics, and they understand the risks more so than some of the older generation.
Well, I know this. Government corruption, thieving, stealing, it's admitted to be at all-time record highs. Now we're being told, you know, just give in to it. The system knows best. And the system can't even control itself. There are so many different criminal groups involved. They will bring the whole system down. People need to understand that, folks. We are bankrupt. The country is being taken over by foreign banks. We are being economically conquered, and it is a consortium of organized crime groups with high-tech public relations firms working for them who are drinking their own Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and I think we have to understand that this is something that, oh, and I lost my train of thought. I never do that on your show, but I did. You had such great, you were so profound there. I was thinking, wow.
No, I'm not profound. You're profound. What are other key points? You were making a point about, you know, the awakening is happening. The polls show that. Your work the last 15 years or so, you've seen the polls, 10% thinking there's fraud, over 90%.
I know what it is. You know, you have to get public awareness. And even if all you achieve is talking about it so one more person gets it, that's how we get where we need to get. You know, that's how major change happens. It's not because necessarily some magic lawsuit or some one single great investigator. It's because there's an upswelling of understanding in the public. So we have to keep talking about this stuff and keep finding ways to frame it so the public understands what's happening to them.
I agree with you. In closing, any other key points that people should visit blackboxvoting.org to discover?
Well, I got to tell you, it is still just pouring in. I'm surprised at the velocity of the aftermath this time. It's more so than I've ever seen, really. And I think that there's, over the next month, 2 months, 12 months, there's going to be a lot of developments that are really pretty earth-shaking.
Well, please, because I don't want to just call you and get you on when you're not ready. Will you reach out to us, Bev, whenever you're ready to give us the big data dump?
Yeah, I will do. I mean, I think more information is coming out all the time, and maybe a lot of little data dumps might be more easy for people to absorb, but yeah.
Okay, we'll do that then. We'll call you then in a couple of weeks. Hope you had a great holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There goes Bev Harris. We'll be back with more of your calls and more news straight ahead. We've got amazing in-studio guests coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCNLive.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In so much trouble is the private banking cartel that's been based in this nation and Europe for a long time. In 1947, under the name of fighting the Soviet threat that they'd actually helped put into power on record, congressional hearings came out decades later on that, they were able to get the National Security Act and just operate in total secrecy with just a tiny bit of congressional oversight and with unlimited funds. So, of course, It was started by very wicked predators, and it just got worse and worse from there on out. Now, more than 80% of activities by 15 agencies is conducted by private contractors that are given 007 license to kill power inside the U.S. They're just murdering, killing whoever they want. They're involved in every type of crime you can imagine. Murdering army inspectors that expose fraud. The list just goes on and on. And that's when you get societal breakdown, because the system can't even prosecute its own forces just to try to have good management. I mean, the globalists are evil, but their own management structure will break down because they can't even prosecute their own people, because that would then expose the corrupt system. And in the process, it's just going to get worse and worse. And that's how you have election fraud. I mean, you've had it with Diebold. You've had it with these other big companies. Their own people have gone public and then mysteriously died. Their engineers have testified to Congress and legislatures, and the media doesn't cover it. Because that same dominant media, CNN, MSNBC particularly, get government taxpayer money. You know, I talked about this in the first hour, how it's even in the back of newspapers that, oh, yeah, hundreds of billions of dollars over the last decade, and now it's approaching that every year, is spent putting messages in media. And so that's why you see anti-gun, anti-family messages. When you see these anti-founding father, anti-liberty messages, pro-police state messages, you wonder why every cop show, the cops go, I'm violating the Bill of Rights. And they're like, good job, high five. And then it's the right thing to do it. You ever wonder why you see that in every cop show? Because it's paid for. It's total creepville. So cops sit there at home, you know, beat cops and go, someday I'll be a detective and get to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And it's every movie I see about cops, because that's the message. You're being conditioned. You're being prepared. Now, I know that we've got Ryan and a lot of other people that are patiently holding there, and we'll jam you in before the next hour ends. But we've got folks here visiting us all the way from Europe and, I guess, New York that are going to be coming in at the 5 after. But I'll take and Catherine Albrecht's going to be on with us as well. We're going to chronicle the activities of Google here and also try to how to avoid that. Briefly, we had a sale for about 2 weeks that was the most popular we ever did. And folks are asking us to bring it back, and we have enough at the warehouse, I think, to be able to supply people through about December 10th and guarantee you get it before Christmas as a gift. You know, for $180-something, you can give somebody one of the best gravity-fed filters out there, the best, but it's one of the line they've got, the Traveler ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get 15% off on that. Right now, it's 10% off of the promo code WATER. But starting tomorrow, I'll just have them change it now. Promo code WATER15, just 1-5, 15% off the already lowest price anywhere. And we're going to have that sale run through December 10th, because we've got enough. We've checked the warehouse. We've got enough to give you 15% off and then ship it all out in the week after the 10th, so you get it before Christmas. But that special will run from now until the 10th of December, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic
Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.